land plots to pay. We spoke about it again today, but we did not really get a chance to complete it properly. The initial topic was the Shabbos clock. And I believe here in the Rambam. One is an Isra of Bishul, but the Yesh Bishul Akha Bishul was over Lashon and Tane. And the second is the problem of Hachazor. Alright? With all of its various manifestations. You may not tell a guy to eat up soup or cholent. You also can also lach like you don't know. We'll come back to this later. The DM, we're not discussing right now. On the Mevlon, it's Tane Kokach, on the top one of the next page. Shadayin, Real Nefel, and Chimav Olsem, and Yehudim, Mutar and Lechel. Okay, because ain't Bishlach the Bishop Bilah. Because it's not Lona Stan of the Gamrin. Lochain Noagin. Sha'ain of Yehuda Motzin, Hakderas Minatanurim, Shematinabe, with somewhat hot. Moshiva knows the Mitzaltanabe Sakhorov gets boiling hot, either near it or all over on it, and subsequently, Umaveres Hashif Kachaka Tanur, Ahu. By the Zach, they was cold in their tongue, they get very, very hot. However, they throw a loss of the Chagam. But to do it, for a Jew to do to put it on top of the oven or near the oven would not be permissible. Okay, that's part one. Okay? Everybody with me so far? He says, Ein Salatanur, O Olo. Keep this in mind. Now, the question becomes, is there a prohibition of Bishul to Amir Lanachri? You told the guy, in effect, heat up the soup. How can you do that? So, the Mishnah Brewer has to cut kuf because they're very brief. It's so bekitter. That's why it's hard to explain it. Let's go slowly. Every word counts. It's cut kuf at the beginning. To a Jew, it's usher. Why? What's alam alahoshiv akadeiras etzaltanabeis achoras or olah? I feel the kodamah. The Jew cannot put the pot either on top of the oven or near it. Why? The Rishon Potter of Alasim. The real proof was done by the Goyim who later on lights the fire. But the one who does the preparatory work and puts the pot near the fire is Asim with the Rabbonim. Do I ask you, so how do you do it through a Goyim? Masha Enkei Bamir La'akum, the Shari, why? Do I Iker Kavanosim L'chanam Abayas the Shari? In other words, if the Goyim does everything, the Goyim took the pot and put it near the oven or on top of the oven. And the Goyim put on the fire to heat the house. So we view it, Rabbosai, as he has to give you the full story. The Magen Avraham adds an extra word of explanation. It's considered a psik reisha. It means the main intention of the goyim needs to have the fact that the chant or the soup is being reheated. It's what's called a psik reisha. As the Magen Avraham writes, "Sifkat mem alef, amir lenachim ef psik reisha is mutter." Did I say that? I just missed it. Okay. Oh, very good. You're right. I didn't find it before. Thank you very much, Shabbat. After the integration, the Gabi Atash of the Sami. Correct. I didn't see it. I'm sorry. It's in the middle of the Tzadi test. See, it's my fault. That should also have been in the Marabah comments. Thank you very much. Okay. So now, the question was raised, all right, what about the problem of Hachazara? So until now we've been discussing the problem of Bishul. And with respect to Bishul, we said it's Amir Lenokri, and it's only a psikration, but what about Hachazara? Because when it comes to Hachazara, the goy doesn't help any. That's the Chazan issue yesterday. A monkey created the problem of Hachazara. It's not the Maisa Hachzorah, it's the Matzah of Hachzorah. It's not the action, it's the state, which is the problem. That's the problem. So the Chazanish answers by saying, there's no problem at all of Hachzorah in the context of these tandurim. Why? Not the normal way to cook on top of this tam. It's like keneged avedura on top of a mecha, or like smicha. Those three cases which we discussed yesterday, where there's no issur of hachzor, and that's why it's permissible. The truth to tell, the impression is similarly conveyed in the Mishnah Berurah and the Shaar HaTzion. The Mishnah Berurah said, on the third line of the page, he's matter b'di yevet ba'ofen zeh shelo hamidu alo esh mamish kiyim ala tanur. So Tzani Vav and the Shaar HaTzion said, the hamidu agami o esh yesh bo zeh yisa l'chul yamim mishum chazara. So yisa rav zara is agami o esh, agami o tanur is no yisa rav zara whatsoever. Okay. There's no issue of Achzara whatsoever. That's how the Chazanish answers. Fine. Let us, however, continue. Avon the Makdeiros Adayin Chamin. Look what goes on next. Mutter la'amidon eitzel tanur beis achorev. It's permitted to put it near the tanur beis achorev. Okay? Near. What's missing at this point? Notice that? Near, not on. What's the reason for it? He explains a bit later on in this lengthy explanation. He says, Lismo, the Tanur, Shein HaGorah, Fekotam, so it's permissible. Smicha's okay. Smicha's okay. So the clear impression conveyed to me, anyway, is that, yes, Lismok is okay because of smicha, but that implies that if you put it on top of this oven, it's not going to be okay. On top of this oven would, at least the way I read the Ramah, have a status of hachazara. So of course, if I should happen to be right, if I'm right, that on the oven has a status of hachazara, so the question of the Chazanish is back to the very beginning. How can we allow the goy to put it on top of the fire, on top of the oven, I should say. Just imagine you're in the kitchen. So you go after lunch into the kitchen, just see what's going on, and you see that those big ovens that open up from the side, and on top of those ovens, you never find any food, someone puts food there. So apparently, that's considered to be have the same halachic status as Allah-ish, even though you have the fire here, and the chamber here, and on top of the chamber there's a wall. On top of the wall you put a pot. And the Chazanish, that's like negative Kenegan Avedura. So my reading of the Rambam was not that way. Because later on he only says Matir is Eitzel. Eitzel Atana. Eitzel Atana. Because it's the Heter of Smicha. Heter of Smicha. And take a look at the Mishnah Berurah himself, the top one on page 48. That's what I mean, have a dream out of nowhere. Aval Olav. Because came to Osir, came and Shenagorah Pekatum. Wait a minute. What's going on now? Now he's saying that Olav is a prophet against the Chazon Ish. Neither Afilu, Kodem, Hesek, Osir, Litan, Olav, Ishim, Chashash, Shemi, Achat, Achat, Kach, Bega, Cholim, Lahar, Vostomo. Even Kodem, Hesek, and Osir, and I think it makes perfect sense. If you could argue that Kodem, it makes perfect sense. Because we're afraid of the Chit, the Bega, Cholim, afterwards. Right. That's what it sounds like the Rambam is saying. That Olav is Osir. It sounds like it's saying. The Olav Nod who had there, the Vinegar is to be Megil, to put it on Kodem Hesek, even the Yisrael. The Yesh the Mamashi Yisrael, which is what to base itself on. Who said, look back on those payout. The Mishnah Berurah payout. But Acher Hesek, no. You need what we call a daf or eight. What happened? If you look at Pe'alot, this is all the Magen Avraham. The Mishnah Berurah is just excerpting this from the Magen Avraham of Kut Mem Gimel. And that's why it's the Matzah Shekel on the Maribel Kut. Back in Pe'alot, in Mishnah Berurah, which is the equivalent of, I believe, Lamed Aleph in the Magen Avraham, he says that if you have something on top of a Tanur, you have to have what we call a maziva, a shelf, a levena, a brick, something else on top. You can't put it on top of the oven. Over here, it's the Matzah Shekel, so if that's the case, here they didn't say you need a maziva. What's going on? So he explained the Matzah Shekel as follows. If you put it on the top of the oven, at the very moment that the fire is burning, then you require a maziva. Then you require some kind of a brick or a platform in between. If, however, you put it on before the fire was lit, then there's no need to have this mazibo or rebena. That's how the Machta Shekel is challenged within the Magen Avraham, within this Mishnah Berurah Pe'alot. That's probably a correct shot within what they say. Only if the fire is there before you put it back on the fire. Later, it's not. Now, I don't understand this distinction. I don't understand this compromise. I don't understand it at all. I'll tell you why. If indeed there exists an Easter of Abzor, even though right now it's cold, since it's going to become hot, then if you ask me, you should have exactly the same rules as if it were hot right now. What's the difference? What's the difference if it's going to... How can you make a pshara like this? You should have the same exact halacha. You should require a maziva or a levena or a tikra or whatever you require there. You should require it over here as well. I don't understand it. As if I would rather say something different. As the Chazon Ish suggested in that first line, who has a sheet? The first line. The first line in Chazon Ish, where he says, it begins V'alkein or V'alkorokov. The paragraph starts Ula Ha'omer. V'alkein or V'alkorokov Tzorach Loma the Choshu Adava L'Shvi'a Me'er of Shabbat V'lo V'chazara came into V'shas Hanokho Atan and Tzoneh. That's the line I like. He said, if right now it's cold, it's not considered Hatzara. It's considered to be the equivalent of Shehiyah. Because right now it's cold. What does Shehiyah mean? At the moment that I put it down, there's no fire. Either there's no fire or it's not Shabbos. Take your pick. As opposed to Achdor, when I put it on the fire on Shabbos. My Nafkamina, tremendous Nafkamina. Nafkamina potential for the Shabbos stuff. The way I'm explaining to you right now, the Chazal say that if it's cold at the very moment that you put it down there, although we would be tempted to view it as Hafzara, no, view it as Shehiyah. And therefore, if you view it as Shehiyah, not only is it a dispensation in the case of Al Gabi Tanur, because Al Gabi Tanur is considered Kedegan Abadur, which is the second Pshat of the Chazon Ish, which the Chor is again the Smokan of our Mishnah Brewer, who say all of is Asur. But rather, I'm saying now that Al Gabi Tanur, there is the problem of Asur. But if you put the food there before the fire went on, then there's no problem of Asur. And not just because there was a back in Sif Gimbal, he had a cooler with a maziva, and he don't need a maziva, and that's compromises. No, don't do with that. Here's, you put it on the fire before you had any fire on, you put it there when the fire was still cold. It'll be lit later either by a Shabbos talk or by a goy. There's no reason to observe that, treat it as Shia. For the same reason, the last line of Chazanish, where he's willing to concede that with a goy and mutter, but with the Shabbos taka tosa, because one's a Baal Bechira, one's not a Baal Bechira, also very difficult. I'm discussing an Issa of mice over here. With respect to Issa of a Mata, shouldn't matter. Right now the Mata's not there, it's going to come in the future. And therefore, take a look here at the Mishnah Berurah, Kuf Beis. Mutar la'amid and eitz la'atana, what does he say? Afilu Yisrael, v'afilu la'acha shehusaf. You know why? That's because it is smicha. We'll see that later in the detail. Smicha is mutar la'Yisrael, even la'acha shehusaf. But al gava is prohibited. That's clearly a raya berurah. That al gava is not the same as smicha. According to the Chazon Ish, this whole thing makes no sense. If Al Gabi Atanar is like Smicha and Kenegan and Madur, nothing makes any sense at all. It's how you can distinguish between Smicha and Al Gabi. Smicha, we know. Baal Nitzvo. There's certain coolness by Smicha. Al Gabi, on top of the Tanar, let's see, in my shot, on top of the Tanar, it's like on top of a fire. And the cool is based exclusively on one consideration. Namely, when you put it there, it was cold. Fire wasn't lit yet. That's all. Now, we're for a Shabbos talk. The Chazon second Shabbos talk. Out of the time, there was like remote, it's like far away from the fire, like Kenegan Abadur. If that's the case, then why can't the Yisrael do it? Why can't, so he asked the Kash himself, so why can't the Yisrael do it? And why can't you do it after the Shavuot? You're right. It threw an extra chumah out of nowhere at you. That's the last line of the paragraph law. Ah, come on. It's a shver of art. Yeah. Why not? If I take my cold kugel from the fridge, put it on the electric range at 11 o'clock in the morning. And it goes on at 12 o'clock noon. What did I do wrong? Bishl, I didn't do wrong. It's supposed to say Bishl like a Bishl. Exactly. That's exactly what the Mishnah Berurah, but the Mishnah Berurah writes. The minhag olam is that even a Jew does it, Kohen Hesek, Yesha Mashi Yismochu. I agree 100%, but I have a different Mashi Yismochu. He said Pshat based upon the whole story in Sif Gimel, which is a Shver Avor, they need a Maziva. So the Master Shekel is a compromise, they need a Maziva, he had called him as you don't need a Maziva. And I'm saying, called him as you don't need anything. Not a compromise, not a combination of two factors, one fact. Oh. That's my interpretation. On this basis, I thought a Shabbos actually be Mutter Bigger than. That's a slower rendition of what I tried to tell you in the last 3 minutes. Yes, I hope it's a little more clear. Yes. So maybe you shouldn't even need a blef? If they never made it Zera, maybe it's not even, it shouldn't even need a blef perhaps? Well, I don't think so. Chazon Ish said that they considered it to be the equivalent of Shehiyah. In other words, Shehiyah means before Shabbos. Here you put it on a cold fire, the fire is going to come later on. It's the equivalent of before Shabbos. Why am I mentioning that? Because in Rav Moshe, I got an impression you don't even need that. You would not even need a blef. Rav Moshe, not footnote that we saw yesterday. Thank you for reminding me. Tov Reish Nun Zayin, Rabbi Ida quotes the Chazon Ish, that's considered Shehiya, Shabbat, and Yipriya, Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Eino, the East of Shehiya, who Allah Eish, below Choshim Shehiya, Mein Shom Eish, it's not even Shehiya, less than that. See, you wouldn't even need a blast, nothing. Zero. Nothing. According to Rav Moshe. Not included in the Xeris Chazal at all. Mine of Gemina. According to the Chazal, it's considered to be Shehiya. So, you know, according to the first day in the Mechaber, who holds like Rabbanon against Hananya, you have to have Bubusha called Sokham and Stamek Viralo if it's not covered. Because it has the equivalent of Shehiya. According to Rav Moshe, you don't need anything. Because it's less than Shehiya. In any event, if you have a blessing, you're certainly you're okay. Fine. Let me now turn my attention to the last part of the Ramot, which is so complex. And I just close all your svarim except for the Mishnah Berurah. Let's concentrate and focus on this for the moment. Not so simple. Yeah. A hot plate? Adjustable, so that's no good. We cover the knobs that we said before, that's no good. Oh, with a timer. Huh. With a timer, you don't even have to cover anything, we're saying. If you want to cover, so you have two coolers. Okay. Okay, Rabot, so let's look at the Rabot carefully. Let's analyze the language. It's so, this is out of character. The Rabot usually speaks in very crisp, brisk, brief sentences. He had a bit of a run-on sentence in the Rambam. It's unusual. So it gets a little bit complex. I wanted to get through this together. This is the last sentence in the whole long sermon. Let's get through. We shouldn't stop now. Yes. Which case? A very good question. Let's say Merzik and Mavashel. So that if it was something which is raw, you would be in violation of Echad Nosen as like a day of Echad Nosen as a Ur. I imagine they never made such a statement. Even if you did it really in a raw food, only the Rabbanon, they didn't go as far as that to consider it to be Merzik and Mavashel. Good question. Let's start the Rambam Rabbah side. Again. Av the Makaderus, Adayan Chamed, Utul Amid, and Eitzel Tanur, Beis HaKorot. You're allowed to put the smicha near the oven. Why? Look at this lengthy sentence. You know, this sentence does not end until the end of the siman. It goes into one sentence. Now, I'm going to try to say it in one breath. Okay? Hang in there with me. Me'acha shenitzbar de tanurim shalano yeshtem den kira usmicha v'kirish en agruf v'ktuba ken agruf v'ktuba nim nesim ha'olech for the spar shenogu lahokul v'chazor v'shabat afilu enicha gabi kachem v'od the litzvah v'tana shen agor v'kot and all v'akteri atayin v'kama v'vushal kotor v'kena v'nek poshu zahat. What did he say? It's a long set. What did he say? What's going on over here? What did he say over there? What's going on? If you don't know what's going on, join the club. The base mayor also doesn't know what's going on. Let's explain one thing. The Ramah says that our tanurim, he throws in three different things in one sentence. That our tanur is in a bakira. That I agree, that's easy. Number two, smicha by kira is mutter. Okay? Still very good. Then he said, listen carefully, throws in a phrase, linya nesina olea, which we don't know what that means yet. Then he says, ukvar is bar shenogu lahokel b'chazara b'shabat afyunicha gabi karka. Who's talking about karka? The base mayor's kasha. What karka? Where karka? The case over here, you took, what'd you do over here? You took something from where? From a, come on, help me out. From a, no, not a freezer. That's not a shot. Partially, you didn't take it from a freezer, but you took it from a moderately hot situation, right? matminim and moshivas the pasuk of samar hak, and you're now taking it and putting it where smicha, right, to a kirish and a grufa. If smicha is mutter by kirish and a grufa, so who's talking about karka? And what karka? He makes reference to the famous bust in the heter. Where is it? The bust in the heter. Since we have the bust in the heter in Sifay, so we can be making it too. What? Then this Vokotana Shenagor of the Kotum, there's no problem of visual. What? That's what he asks over here. For the Biolocha. I may mention this Kasha Ma'o, Ma'inin Anacha Gabikaka the Khan. Who wants to figure out the next 4 words? Get the pancake. Ulefi ma shekasavnu nicha. Talk about cryptic statements. Biolocha is right. Everyone looking inside? Ulefi, you're not looking inside, you came with a pancake. Ulefi ma shekasavnu nicha. The quanto we wrote, it's fine. It's the answer to the kasha. What does it mean? 2 pancakes. Have to up it. What is he talking about? It's a riddle. What does it mean, Lefi ma shekasavnu nicha? What do the words mean? Let me give you my suggestion. Okay? It's a combination of 2 things. Number one, it's the Kut Kufhe, the very last one of the Simit. Ukvarnis Bar, he writes, who in it bifne atzma, separate matter. Baratulam, in other words. Kihei, in the Chazar, agave grufo, this bar liel. The mutter, I'm feeling nichel, agave kaka, mikodem. As we learn, the Ran, the Boston, with Yerushalmi, who adin, the Yelaz, the Velismo, Eitzel, Tanur, She'ein Ogoro Fanal, Afilu, and Amido, mikodem, agave kaka, Gam Kemut. Oh. So we're talking about kaka. Kaka, kaka, like Zerushov. They're both kaka. But it's still a problem. If smicha by hakzor is, you know, oyvei, you have an expression, toli tanya b'lo tanya. He took a gavaldik ahender of smicha, of a furishi gemara malvus, which is heta gomor, and he makes it hang by a thread, this flimsy rabbi with Yerushalmi with Boston, which is tov lachmir. What's going on over here? Isn't smicha mutter? We have to come on to the rabbi with Boston. What do you need it for? We need it for. Both sides, this is the answer. In the Bir Halacha, the last one, Lismo, he says that there are according to the Dogma Meravava, the last line of the Ramah is talking about Smicha Lechatchila B'Shabbos. So he writes the Mishnah, the Bir Halacha, it's a Docha. He has a Kasha. My Shayach Smicha Lechatchila in Anochal Gabe Kaka. What kind of question is that? Why did it Docha? Hanochal Gabe Kaka is exactly Smicha Lechatchila. If you put it on the floor and you want to return it, that's exactly what we call Smicha Lechatchila, because Bat Lashir Rishona. What does he want? Vol, the Hayanyana called it in Chazara. Shemotzi and Bishabat the Bokhman Tanur and Shama Shait Mina. You bring it for one smicha. What's the din of the Sina Mechadish for smicha? We saw a whole discussion about it, right? The Dogma Rabbi said Mutter, one of the second day in Ramah, and the Rabbi Kivega said Otter. You know what I want to say, suggest now? Forgive me for being so irreverent. They're both wrong. They're both right. Sometimes I look at it. The Kivega says he thinks that smicha by the sinah mechadash should be prohibited. He's right. The dog of Ravava thinks that there are mawat matirit. He's also right. But he was matirit. Why? Intrinsically, on its own merits. to write to the bar. You know, you put it down. If you put it down the floor on Shabbos, you can still return it. I'll got me here with Tuba. So too, says the Ramo. If you put it down the floor on Shabbos, you can return it to Smicha. Both would have been also without the Ran. Won't be also without the Ran because without the Ran, they put everybody else but the Shiri Shana. And you cannot return it. I'll got me here with
Therefore, the Meister would say now, what can I do? You shouldn't do it.
Don't do hachzara by the sina. Don't do the sina b'chosh v'sticha. Sorry. The Rambos make the only base in that run. We don't want to find the run. We don't want to rely on that run. Rabbi Rambos said not to rely on the run. You see, until now I love the dog on Bervo. I thought it fit in nicely with the words, etc. Now I agree that he's right in the words of the Rambo, but not for his reason. And the reason that is the true reason is the reason which we don't want to rely upon. What is the reason? Sure, the Rambo is based on the Ran. He says, Beferish, from his garage and dog. So the base man says, what do you need this for? Who needs a center? Why do you ask that? Because he holds back on the further Sif base than the Sina Sif Aleph. That Smicha's mutter by the Sina Mechonish without any proper hands. No Yusham, it's nothing. He goes, what's going on in the Sif? The Sif doesn't read straight. It's a long sentence for nothing. He's doing things for nothing. The answer is no, it's not for nothing. Rambo holds that the Sina Mechonish by Smicha should really be awesome. Only that there is, based upon the Ran, so we are trying not to rely on that Ran, so we shouldn't rely on this either. Yes? Good question. It's a good question. It's a good question. Oh no. Good question, I don't know. I guess I said, look, I figure you'll look back on his bar. Log. And there he said, Tovlach. I said, go here to Tovlach. Yes. Good question. Excellent question. Since we know that Kenegat Amadura, the Sina Mechonish is certainly permissible, right? So what kind of comparison is the Kenegat Amadura to Smicha? It shouldn't really be the same. Yep, that you must say, and I believe the Nachal Zeret points out, that comparison is not completely precise. It's not going to work. So there's things I have to give some of them. It's not going to work properly. Okay, we now turn our attention to today's topic. The topic is, she is more than halfway over. Sorry. Why should it be also? Well, one of two reasons. Either because there's a greater hashash of Shem Yechad HaBegacholot, or it's Nirek HaBavashim. Smicha to a Kirish Ein Gruf Uktu. It's not that. I'm not sure if it's any different. I don't know. Either because of a greater hashash of Chitoy or a greater hashash of Nirek HaBavashim. He spoke about it by Rechus weeks ago. Okay. Now we turn our attention to three words. Pina Mimechem Lamech. Now, let's start with an introduction. These are the last words of the sugi, right? What's the very last word? Hey. So the machlokas gedolei achronim, how to paskin in this tegel. How do you paskin? What are you doing with this tegel? So the Mogen Avraham writes in Siv Kotel Chof that I asked you to see. Says, Pina mi mechem le mechem shari. According to the Mechab, Avel Ramos Yule, the Chol Eilu Osir, the Havelik of Moshe Bishabbos Lechatchilu. We're going to promise Machmir. Of course it's Machmir. It's right to be Machmir. But Machmir, all the other tegels, right? All the other questions are resolved with Machmir. And why? And the Rabbon, that's what the Rosh say. Well, it's carved with a rice, so I'll never make it. Now turn to an unbelievable Sharatian. Sivkot Mem Zayin. No explanation, no nothing. Just gives a one-line thing. And we don't understand where and why and how and what. It leaves us puzzled, befuddled. But you can't deny what he said. You can't cross it out. Let's look at it together. Ever see the Shah Tzion to Kot Mem Zayin? Page Kot Beis in our edition? Shabbat Baal Avram, Mishum Debalav Hochi Yesh Deil Shemekila Bebechem Sheni, Ayin Betosis Verat, Alkei Nil Edai Diposhet, Yesh Lisbam Ala Mekila Bebayazu. Bingo. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, he says, we can be Mekila on this child. Against the Baal Avram, just like that. Why? Look at Tulsa in the rock. Let me look at Tulsa in the rock. What is that? Let's take a look ourselves. We don't trust the Mishnah Berurah. I mean, we trust him completely, but we don't. We want to look and see what does he have in mind. The Tulsa is raised the Kasha. Man, it's such a strange. This is the Nachal Zera. Stark and time against the Shara Tzion. Very stark and time. Tulsa the Rana raised the Kasha, which seems to be based on an assumption which we don't follow. That's the problem. But the test of the base, he will make him the make him now take. Says Tarsus, we've told our in the Afnun Aleph, it says by Hatzmona, Lawasa the Gosa Mechem, I will pina me make him the make him mutter. The post of quotas, you know what comes up? The service model. Is the service a problem of Hatzmona they talk about? Well, I was going to deal with Hatzmona. He said, no, it's okay. Why? Pina me make him the make him. He didn't cook it in the thermos bath. He emptied it to another container, there's no problem with that one. Cool.
Good as ever. We'll get to these details later.
So how come over here, Kina Bimechel Nechem is worse?
So they give certain tegwitz. Harris talks about a little bit.
Or when the time the hoch gabi hisha gabi kira kshu b'osa mecham shulcha lo osa l'chatuye haba mecham acha shulcha osa l'chatuye. That makes sense, right? It's worse. Haba gabi hatmona shari tzveg shulcha de b'chitu imuad lo yol. Makes perfect sense, Tosis. If you put it back on the fire, you will, meanwhile, you moved it into a second coal receptacle, you're more likely to stoke the coals, because stoking the coals is going to help. It's on the fire. You put it on the fire to a service, for example. It's pointless as though it's too far removed, they're not going to do anything. That's their technical term. The Ron, just one more second for the Ron, because there's a second term, the Inami. Please. Inami, where's that Ron? You're dying in the base, thank you. Inami, the last, the end of that pack of boy. Hakim Perusha, a little phrase and practices. The coming Borlam, Pina mi mechel na mechem, Mao la har til the mechem risho, Ula fira al gabi kira, Li havi kinich al gabi karaka alo. So let's review briefly. The first terrorist in Iran, the president, the terrorist of Tosis, had nothing to do with our singer directly. Talking about Hatzmona. Tosis Yishanim, we omitted before, and that's why the Chesma says, there's a distinction between for tonight and for tomorrow, which we're going to discuss that with Hashem. Tomorrow. He's going to do it for Friday night of Shabbos. And then the Ron shows in a guard. You know what he's doing over here? He's going right back to the original fire. He took it from a certain pot. They're going to put it back to the original pot. From pot A to pot B, back to pot A, back to the original fire.
But those are visiting the Ron says.
Now, open up the Mishnah Berurah again. What is he saying now? What does Shara Tzion say? You understand it now? Instead, I didn't say about Pina Mechel Mechel. Because there are many those who are Mechel, the Mechel Sheni. Look at Tulsa and the Ron. What does that mean? What is Bayazu? This is tossing around. We're going to make on this bayah. What is the bayah? How do you interpret the bayah? What is the bayah? This was the problem. What is the bayah? If it's not the Ram said, it's not the Tosa said, then what is it? Unclear. That's why I asked to look at the Meiri. The Meiri has four separate pshatim. It's Pina and Meir, one of them. None of which is like the Ram. What did the Ram take from? He took it, let's have it, he took it from fire A, and you had it with pot A and fire A, right? You put it into pot B, then back to pot A and back to fire A. You know what the Ram said? Did I get it wrong? I want to make sure I read it right. Is that how you read the Ram? You know what I mean? Correct. Well, then you have four pimps, none of which says that, that's for sure. What's Tosaf Pshat? What's Tosaf Pshat? The first part of the Ram. You put it into a second part. And then what? You put that second part back on the first fire? On the second fire? How'd you learn Tosin? I learned the first time around. What is that? Offer to Osim, which is the Mechdik of Avashal Tvei, Mechdik of Avashal Tvei, Mechdik of Avashal Tvei, Mechdik. That's the Rana Shri Tosin. Then the Pahal Hamzor is what? Mechdik of Avashal. Tosin, the voice of Shri Tosin, and the Pahal of what? Shem Yechate, sees his Hitzvah. But what, how did Tosin have shot the word? You have to look at the Pahal. What do the words mean in Tosin? What do the words mean? No. Well, we'll see four shots in the Meiri. See which one of the Tosas all. Well, they're different right now. The Yidam and the Rad is different. But what are Tosas going to interpret? They don't say words. It's going the Meiri way. Sorry, it's like, what? Took it from part A, put it to part B, and put back part B on the fire, no? Puzzle shot. Correct? Pina Mimeno Mimeno. You took it from part A, put it into part B, and put it right back into fire A. It's a simple shot of all. Okay. Let's open up that Meiri, which is on the Xerox, and see what he says. You know, before we even open the Meiri, what's the real shaila here? Let's get to where we're with. We really want to know the following question. Can a person add hot water to the shaman when it's starting to dry out? That's what we really want to know. Let's get right to the bottom of this question. Is that what they're asking? And one of the major shaila is even made in the Meiri as well. Take a look. The Chayna Pina Mimekel Mimekel has a topic. The Chayna Pina Mimekel Mimekel, yes, for Farshi, Sheira Hatashil, Mikdera Zu, Likdera Akeris, the old of the Yardo, this is being done in midair. If a Ruyo you do Neu Kaga Mikaga. That's back to Tosh of Shas. We still toss for the old this way, right? You take part A, pour it into part B, then I put part B back on the same left where it came from. Yes or no? The first and the simplest shot of all. Okay? Simplest shot of all. Now, let's open the Shmira Shabbos Kilkosa right away. Let's get down to the bottom line. Siv Ten Zayin. Very important. We have two pots on the fire. You may pour from one to the other. You see that the shoulder bones will get burned. And it's on the left. You can pour slowly, benachas, because the boiling water which is in the urn, or which is in the kettle, which is also on the fire. This is permissible. Then he says, it's even permissible to take a ladle and to pour from the ladle into the chalk. Does not always one reach the other. Let's say I have an electric urn. You can't just pick it up and move it to the chalk. You can't move the chalk either. It could be in a crock pot. You know, in the modern world, everything is, nothing can move. Use a ladle. See, right from here, put those bent down, and it's fascinating put them. May you pour from the urn into a cup, from the cup into the cholent. Maybe it's awesome. Why? It's peanut immaculate maker. The woman that wrong it is awesome. The Mishnah Brewers make you. So don't, let's not go further. What is, does what shot of peanut immaculate maker? Liten mea mekam shomel al gabi eish. The talk of David. We just said you transfer it from the pot A to pot B, right? And put pot B directly on the fire. Put the pour from pot A into what we'll call pot B, and then pour that into pot C, which is on the fire. There's a cup being inside the pot. That perhaps not allowed. Then Rabbi Shlomo Zalman changed his mind. No. Look. Why? If I can take from pot A and put the pot B and put it on the fire based upon the shower tune, lo mistavit klal leso lahamid es amayim bulvad are the iru the tov akhtera shal eish. So the melo, if you could pour directly, so why can't you do it indirectly? So the mayim shlem is dominant made. The school is based upon two factors. Number one, three factors. One, he interprets pinim emekel emekel, like Tosfos. So the first time that we read a simple shot. Two, he passes the pool like a charasim. And three, he says, no different. If I pour from a kettle to a pot and put the pot on the fire, or I pour from a kettle to a pot and put the pot into a chalk pot on the fire. Pot C, we call it. The difference. I can't live here, Shlomo Zalman. That's cool. Major, major cool. Yeah? Very good question. That's the problem which the Rabbeinu Yonah had. So the problem of Bishul, forget about Abdullah, because it's the Shabbat the Raisa. We passed the Malacha, A, Bishul, Abba Bishul, with Abba Lach, it's low and it's down in the garden. That's why it's no problem. It's still pretty high, it's not a problem. You raised a very good question. You all look at Rabbeinu Yonah. You want to look it up, the Ran quote, the Daf. But anyways, in the fourth paragraph, the first time out, fourth paragraph. The thought, Harav Rav Eliyahu. They might disagree with him. Yeah, go on. Oh, can you transfer from one fire to another? Remember the Rishama we had in the last puzzle? Oh, it's this one, same one. What does Rishama say? Not Rishama? Yeah, sure. Afilo mikira shahavla mevuot, mikira shahavla merubo. You can transfer from one fire to another fire, even from a small to a bigger. And before she was shahavla, it's mutter. Okay? I'm glad you mentioned it, Rabbi Osai. Because there is one shot in the Meiri that says that's exactly our shahavla. That's what we call the third shot. After the bracket. V'yesh b'farshim pina b'mechel l'mechem sh'netolam mikira zu im yochol ha'zir l'kira ha'cheres. That's exactly your shalom. But let's presume we don't pass in that way, because there are most b'mechel b'furish that you're allowed to do that. The famous, we have that narration of Gimel and Siv based belief. Am I correct? Siv, base, top line of page 44, Vafilu Lekira Acheres. Chotzi Ushalmi. So the Yom Pshat Daron is a beautiful Pshat that we said, but we don't hold our way. So the third Pshat is Shalom Kalof against the Ramo. So we'll hold by the first Pshat. Okay? Because if the first Pshat is right, you don't understand. So why is the Bisharat Zion being so megal in Mem Zion? It's an unresolved question. Oh. But now Rabo Sai, there are two more Pshat in the Meiri. Let's see the bracket of the one first. Yesh Mepharshim, Shenotel Mechem Echad Menahur, Shenotel Achakach, Deirazu, Venicha Gabi Osa Mechem, Bisharim Yesh Lahakalov Mitzash, Nira Bedat Lahak. Unbelievable. A wild case. We said before, if I take a pot and put it on the floor, I cannot return it to the fire. Okay? But if I don't put it on the floor, I put on another pot. Pot al Gabi Pot. Pot al Gabi Pot. Can I then return the top pot to the fire? Yes or no? I would say, of course not. Especially since we hold halacha that if you put it down on the floor, even if you put it down on a mita, a safsal, a shulchan, we hold it up. So why is putting it down on another pot any better? Well, exactly. Because the lower pot is hot, and if the pot is near it, it's clear from the context that that's what happened. They put it down on a table, on a counter, not so clear. Here it's more clear. That's a shot which is unresolved. P.S. If this is the correct shot, and you pass to the cooler, we have a very good head tip we discussed yesterday, where if the fire goes out. Now, did we talk yesterday, right?
We never got that?
Oh, it's a Sunday. The flame goes out, right? So we said some people are making tefillin. You get the tefillin. You can be making on a different basis. Namely, this is the equivalent of no less than if I be. Can I take a kettle of water and pour it directly into what? Into the chum. That's the fourth shot. The first shot was, can I take the water, pour it into